Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory with her. She was very happy to start a new job as a supervised practice or something in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That far was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she fell stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked her up, kid, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental to this, made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that hitch goose became too strong around the office like a
lunatic.
Which made it a sensory mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, coming. It would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently, stroked the goose lovely, back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, the ministry elder. Her efforts were not
futile.
In that no time, the goose became too tired, so Sarah was able to hold onto the common and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed the battle, the goose, she swam her over with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's
diagnosis?
I think so. I can't make it out, right? Almost immediately, she remembered an effects treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medication. And Sarah warned this course of treatment might be expensive. 8, 5, or 6 times the cost of penicillin, and can be imagined by so much. But Miss Harn, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.